Hello, my name is Armando, and welcome to The Plant Nook. What's up, plant fam? I hope everyone is doing well. Today, which is literally, which would be yesterday for when this comes out. So on the December 18th, 2021, got my booster shot. Literally just got it maybe 20 minutes ago. So hopefully, throughout this entire thing, I don't, all of a sudden start spiraling or whatever because I'm getting a reaction to this shot. My first two shots were fine. Didn't get reactions. Considering this is a booster and it's a less of a dose than the first ones, I'm thinking I should be fine, but you never truly know, right? Also, last night, so it would have been on the 17th, I got to meet up with my lab for school, and we did a little holiday party. My major professor got me this book. It's an ID book of Southeastern plants, which I am so excited for because now I have to learn a whole new set of wild native plants out here. So this is going to, the book itself is great. I'm really, really excited. She did co-author it. So, and she signed it for me. So I'm very excited for that. and in other news, if you saw my Instagram, I got some plant mail. I did get another Hoya macrophylla because my cat sat on it on the drive here and it did not make it. So I got another one of those from him, from the Curious Seedling. And Skylar also gave me a Begonia amphioxus, which is really cool. I've been wanting these really cool, weird looking begonias for the longest time, but I just didn't feel like I was personally ready, slash didn't have the environment for them because they really need a lot of humidity. Luckily, he put it in this little jar with a cover on it, so it does have its own humidity and it looks great. And they wanted to basically try and test out sending this sort of product from their store. So I was like, I'd be happy to help you. I want to buy the microphylla anyways, so, you know, it would work out. And they also wanted to get me a little housewarming present for when I moved, considering I had to get rid of a lot of my plants and whatnot before moving to Colorado. So they were like, I also just want to give you a little something. So I was like, oh, that's so sweet. But speaking of which, with moving, especially when you're downsizing into a smaller apartment or you don't have as much space, something you have to think about is your display, especially if you have plants. So this week, I'm going to talk a little bit about how I went from having a ton of space for all my plants to immediately downsizing, because I really don't have as much space down over here as I would want for all of my plants. I think, first of all, moving across the country was great for that. I had to really cut down my collection in order to make sure, I was able to fit my actual things I need to live into the U-Haul and my car. And then, not to say that my plants were a last thought, but as I was progressing into getting ready to move, I got rid of a lot of my really large plants. So, my Monstera deliciosa I got rid of, my really big Brantianum I got rid of. So I took cuttings of what I could and I sort of just went with cuttings, but got rid of a lot of big, big plants. And then once I got here, trying to set things up, luckily I do have windowsills. They're about 5 inches deep, so I can put some, maybe 6 inches, but I can put some plants on there. Luckily, I also do have a shelf, a shelving unit, I should say, like a metal one. Unfortunately, I left part of that in my sister's old house, so I don't have all of the shelves that I used to have. So that's really, really unfortunate. But getting really creative with your space is really important, especially when you're in a small area. So thinking both the size of the plant itself, as well as thinking of sort of just like where you can place them. Because you also have to understand that wherever you put your plants, there's going to have to be some form of light there, right? Either a window or you're going to use a grow light. So thinking the positioning of where your plants are, what window, is going to be really important as well. But then also understanding that you also have vertical space to think about. Now, for a lot of us, we probably live in apartments. There's going to be stipulations. You can't drill into the walls and put up like hanging pots or whatever, like the wally grow, something like that. You might not be able to actually place them on there. So getting creative that way. Shelves, bookcases, those are going to be your best bet. But then also thinking about the depth of the shelves that you use. Because if you're in a small space, you don't want to take up the precious space with bulky furniture. So thinking about how wide it is and then sort of configuring things in a way that makes it, look nice still and gives you a lot of room to work with as well. So when I got here, there was one window in our living area where I knew I could put plants. We haven't gotten a couch yet, but we do have like a small table and chairs. So right now, what I have is my wooden shelf that I got from my aunt. I think it was for Christmas or a birthday. I want to say Christmas. And the nice thing about that one, it's tall and it's skinny. So I can put quite a few small plants on each shelf, which is nice. And it can tuck right into a corner, which, a corner is not always the best use of space. So that fits perfectly there. Then I have my wire shelves. So all of it does work out pretty well. And my window ledges, like I said, are deep enough, so I got lucky there. When I was shopping for a desk, I did go on Amazon to buy it. I was planning on trying to get like a local thing here, but a lot of things did not have what I personally wanted, because I wanted to have a desk with sort of shelves on the side as well. So my desk extends up and down. There's shelves on the bottom, and then there's like a one big shelf on top. So I put plants on top of that, so it sort of extended the windowsill space in the office a little bit, so I was able to put more plants there. So that really worked out well too. In my bedroom, I just use my windowsill. It's a small bedroom, so I don't have a ton of space on the floor. Plus, I have all my stuff in there too, and I'm still going through boxes and such, and finding what I need to keep and what I need to get rid of. So I have just the windowsill, but it does work out pretty well. It still all works very nicely. And then something else to think about when you are, looking to downsize is size. So for some of us, we're not very much so into the jungle vibes, you know what I mean? Where you're thinking, like wall-to-wall plants, yada, yada, yada. Sometimes you can't physically have that. So if you're looking to have plants just to have plants and add a little sense of nature into your home, go for smaller plants. Things like a small pot of pothos, maybe some succulents, something small that already fits your bill pretty easily. So think smaller plants, and the nice thing about them, as they grow, you can prune them back, you can cut them, and then say, the root system is getting really, really big, you have to upsize the pot, you can take cuttings and just start from scratch again, and maybe give the original plant to a friend, or sell it, or something like that. So, that's something you can think about as well, but having a collection of small plants also, gives you a lot more ample space. But if you're trying to do the whole jungle vibes in a small space. What I have found that works particularly well is having just a few, like maybe like three, so say we're in a, like an 8x10 room, right? 8 feet by 10 feet. And you want to have, you know, a jungle vibe type of place. You are going to want to use maybe like stools or things that stack to put plants on. But what I have found that works the best, especially if you have a lot of good light, is if you use like big potted plants. So like, you know, like a really big Monstera deliciosa or, you know, huge, huge pothos that's just cascading everywhere. If you put those higher and then have small plants in the bottom and sort of create those levels that almost act like the different canopies of a forest, that really creates that jungle vibe. So like you're having your Monstera deliciosa just sort of like the large leaves are kind of peeking down at like maybe like 4 feet high. And then you have just like, you know, small tables or small racks of just smaller plants underneath it. But that would only work if you have really, really good light. And those plants that you're putting underneath are really shade tolerant. So that'd be a good space probably for things like Calathea, Schipperdias, Marantas, those kinds of plants, and even pothos. But the higher light stuff, you are going to want to put that, you know, at the appropriate level if you're trying to sort of create those varying levels to sort of draw interest in various ways visually. Definitely grow lights are going to be your best friend in a small space, because generally in small spaces, they don't get the best lights, you know, that's why they're cheap apartments. So you're going to want to get grow lights to help, just to add supplementary light. Luckily, I don't really need grow lights where I am. I have grow lights in the front, just because it's an east facing window and a lot of my plants are underneath the windowsill, so I do have a grow light there. But for the most part, the things on my windowsills are doing fantastic, like so much new growth in a lot of them, so I don't have to really worry about adding supplemental light to any of my plants that are on windowsills. So that's working out beautifully. But if you're trying to create those jungle vibes, you know, maybe find plants that are nice, big, and leafy that you can, you know, trim down and whatnot. And then adding in smaller plants in between, adding those visuals, those changes in height and dimension in a small space will give you those jungle vibes without having to basically infiltrate your home with hundreds and hundreds of plants. That's what I did on my windowsill in my office. You know, I have like some tall plants, and then I have like shorter plants sort of nestled in between. Because that just sort of creates like a wall of foliage. So that helps sort of give you that visualization of a jungle, or at least like a forest floor or something like that. So just, you know, play with the levels, play with different textures and different colors and different sizes, especially like the size of the leaves really will matter in a small space, I think, if you're trying to go for those jungle vibes. But if you're not, you know, think about using smaller plants, smaller pots and whatnot. And as they get bigger, prune them back. And if the roots get too big, consider taking cuttings off of that, growing those again. You know, space is a huge issue for a lot of us, especially with living in apartments. So getting creative with how you display plants is also pretty important. I will say there are certain plants out there, I'm thinking like succulents or air plants, that you can definitely use command hooks, right? Air plants specifically, you can use like the small like clear command hooks, and then like have like a light holder for the air plant. Air plants aren't heavy, so you can basically create a wall of air plants using those small command hooks. That would work beautifully, and all you have to do is just take them down like once a week to soak them for like an hour, let water in, and then let them dry and put them back up, and you're good. So getting creative with the spaces and going vertically rather than horizontally is going to help you a lot when you're trying to fit plants into a small apartment space. So if you have any further questions about it, let me know. Hit me up on Instagram, The Plant Nook Podcast. You can send me an email, theplantnook@gmail.com. Head over to anchor.fm/theplantnook to find out other ways to support the show. Don't forget to rate, review, subscribe. Go get to the merch shop as well. Get yourself a little Plant Fam t-shirt. Show your Plant Fam love. But yeah, if you have any questions about how to set up plants in a small space, definitely reach out. All right, so that's it for this week. I hope to share more with you next time. Bye. The music you heard in this podcast is called Hard Fought Victory from Purple Planet Music. And now, a word from our sponsor.